well, to do two independent TV specials, where we'll be able to see the differences between them. The Al Jazeera one has already aired. The Channel 4 one, unfortunately, is airing right now. Channel 4, we're not happy about giving a broadcast license here, by the way, because they didn't want to be seen to be too close to us, too close to their source in this matter. And the big heavy lifters, who were they in this? Well, across all the media organizations and the Bureau of Investigative Journalism and us, well, to my mind, other than the production and the printing and layout, the big heavy lifter was Iraq Body Count. And they're the people who knew this sort of material. Not these military reports, but who died where in Iraq the best. And they are a bona fide activist group, and make no apologies about it, but they were the best resource, very easy to work with, and so on. So these broader coalitions, I think, is something that we'll try and do in future for all our big releases, not just the media, not just the mainstream media, not just the non-profit media, in the case of Bureau of Investigative Journalism, but human rights groups who really know the ground extremely well and are very well motivated to try and from it.
Yes, gentlemen in the striped shirt here. Is there somebody I'm not seeing? Because I know sometimes somebody feels as if they're invisible. All right. Thank you.
I want to ask you
sorry,
a question about the future. You are talking about Iraq War. Before any war starts, there is obviously an agency, a war between agencies. If possibly there will be any military action against Iran, are you, collecting any documents at the moment? Do you have any documents related to that? I don't know.
Well,
but there is actually a war between agencies, not outside of Iraq, in other countries, if there is any possibilities of war between West and Iraq.
Well, in this Iraq material, there's a lot of information about Iran. The Iranian influence in Iraq and their support of the Shia and the various Shia factions is extensively documented through US military eyes and through their informers who, yes, they sell things for cash and they lie, but they can't all be lies. And the Iranian manufacturing stamps on shells and so on that are found around the place can't be lies. I saw an interesting report earlier today saying that from Israeli papers saying somehow that this material would defuse the chance of a nuclear war with Iran. I don't quite understand how that's true. But Daniel has a special interest in trying to, over the past few years, encourage people in the US military, in the Pentagon, and intelligence agencies to bring out information that might stop a war with Iran. And remember, there was very serious attempts to get up a war with Iran under Cheney, and that's no joke. There was lobbying all over the place to do that, and we released one document that may have actually had some effect on that. I think it's maybe a 5% chance, 2 to 5% chance. You know, most wars start with border skirmishes, and border skirmishes that then inflate and get out of hand. And the Gulf of Tonkin incident can actually probably be viewed as some kind of border skirmish that actually didn't happen. But that document was the rules that US military soldiers must follow, including the rules about when they are to run into Iran and Syria. And there are circumstances when they can go, were circumstances in 2005, 2006, where they could run into Iran.